Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Welcome, my bells. The Lord loves us and He cares about us in every way of life. He's doing great things. From what I know, He's doing great things. Well thought out. God has a well thought out plan. And when you receive what He has to say, you can. Everything of God has to be by faith. So when you receive what the Lord says, you can be a part of it by faith on purpose. Sometimes we're part of the greater plan of God by ignorance. We don't really know it fully. Even the prophets who prophesied the things that will happen, they didn't have all the details. You know, and Isaiah said, in those days you will understand it perfectly. They didn't understand it perfectly. But the babes do. And then the babes are those who just love God. Since I've been walking on the earth doing God's work, you know, I've seen a lot of things. I grew up in church. I've seen people try to make themselves important. I've seen people try to make themselves more important than others. But I'm going to tell you who got the word of God. They are the people that just love God. They are God's children. They have understanding. Their conversation is 10 times better than anybody that will walk in pride. Sometimes the people that walk in pride, they happen to have gone to seminary school. They happen to be pastors, teachers. They happen to be in important positions. And I thank God for them. But sometimes men and women will choose to operate in pride more than they operate in love, or operate in pride a little bit, and it taints what the Lord can do through them. If the Lord can't trust you to love His people, then He's limited in what kind of revelation He can let you proceed with. When you're not receiving the revelation of God, you're not growing. And when you start being in pride over what you've done in the past, you're not growing either. You can do some good, but you can't go forward. A lot of people are on lockdown because they've gotten into pride. And they stop paying attention to the Holy Spirit and more attention to the blessings that they've received. Sometimes the things that they've attained are more important than the Lord who gave it to them. And then when this happens, then they can't, it's not the same. But when you love God and you're chasing God and you're after His love and you're feeding His people, you're in an ever state of growing. Your abilities are ever increasing. You are ever increasing. You're growing according to the Lord. Now, when we follow God and obey Him with the intent to do all that's in His heart, when you're living a life of obedience, I'm going to put it this way. When you trust God to the point that you obey Him, obedience is the faith side of your trust. Remember, in the definitions of faith and trust doesn't do any work. It's different than faith. It's the other side of the coin. Trust links you to the best wisdom of God. And when you act on it, you're introducing people to God in real time. You become an extension of His will. All right? When you operate in faith, you receive God's word, you do it, you teach God's word, you operate in the faith. You're introducing God, people to God also. Now, I have to say it this way also, because people get to a point in life where they're comfortable. They're in a comfort zone. They have faith for their comfort zone. Now, when the Holy Spirit tells them to do something that will seem to get them out of their comfort zone, they don't want to hear that. And it's like they ignore that part of God's instruction. So their influence and their advice and their persuasion will be limited to that comfort zone that they're used to. And that's where they are staying. Now, they can't introduce you to what God is doing now, currently. They're introducing you what God did before. And they'll stay there until they become obedient. Once they start trusting God and obeying Him, then they're introducing you to what God is doing currently. When the Lord tells you to do something, it's well thought out, well planned out. It's well thought out, well planned out. It's the most perfect thing that you can do at that point in time. So when you trust Him, and it takes faith, if you're living in a state of reliance, it's easy to believe what God is saying. Now, believing and trusting is similar. When you believe God, you're taking Him at His word without the past. When you trust God, you're taking God at His word because of the past. I'm going to say that again. It's got to register. When you believe God, you're taking God at His word without the past. When you trust God, you're taking God at His word because of the past. I always wonder what was the difference between believing and trusting, and the Holy Spirit just gave it to us. At the same, I just learned this, folks. Now, anyway, because trust is always because of the past. Faith is now. You believe in God now without the past. And that's a magnificent feat. But you'll be surprised at the challenges of trusting God, even though you know He's good. When you trust Him, you're believing Him because of the past, based on the past, and on purpose. When you believe Him, you're believing Him without the past. Now, the Word of God is detectable, so everybody can believe God if they want to. When you tell people that Jesus died, He left heaven, became a man, and died for us, then He arose and justified us all, that's a display of love. And there are people who hear it one time and they won't end on it, because it's judgeable. You're able to judge that God is good. You know something's wrong. You can't put your finger on it. Then you hear the gospel and you know it's right. And many people, they hear the gospel, they know it's right. It pulls to them. That's a love that they never seen before. And they know it's right, and they hate it because they know it's right. Because it's judgeable. It's judgeable. Trust is also judgeable. When you hear what God, if God tells you to do something, you know it. Because when you're trying to get out of it, why are you trying to get out of something you didn't know about? If you're trying to get out of something, it's because you heard Him. And you know what He said. And if you get excited about it, you also heard Him. And you have to protect that candle. When you have faith or trust, it's like a burning candle. Don't let it be blown out by others. Don't let their cold religious doubts blow out your candle. You have to protect it. You know, we don't deal with fire anymore. We deal with electricity now. But they used to have a scone that they would put around the candle so that gentle breezes couldn't blow it out and you'd have light. The scone would protect that light, that candle, from blowing out. Now, I knew that sometimes I had that candle and I knew I was wise because I knew that people would blow it out. And I've given many examples of how I had to protect what God was giving me. And that because somebody was going to try to blow it out. And usually cold religious people, people that were compromised with cold religion. And to persuade, see, people, they try to stay in a comfort zone. everybody that try to stay in the comfort zone try to get other people to stay in that same comfort zone. It's just the way it is. Now, I challenge people to proceed forward. Go and ask God questions. You don't have to wait on the apostles to do it. You go out there and ask him your questions and learn. That's what I did. I had to stop asking, counting on people to tell me what only the Holy Spirit could tell me. And sometimes I sensed that they did not know. And if I was going to learn this, God was going to have to give it to me. And I talk about that on these broadcasts. Many times, many ways. My greatest challenge, I had to ask the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, you got to teach me this. I don't know what I'm doing. And that's how I pray. I don't use all them long, elegant, cold religious prayers. I just, and it's cold religious, it's just words. They don't mean it. If you mean it, it's prayer. If you, otherwise, you're showing off. You might as well just say, hey, look at me. I'm just pray and mean it. That's what God wants. He wants you to talk to him like a man. Mean it. When men talk, they mean what they say. If they say when a man talk to another man, he means what he's talking about. And if you want something, God, ask him for it and mean it and follow through with it. And I don't like to ask God for something I know I'm not going to follow through with. If I'm not willing to follow through with it, I ain't going to bother him about it. And sometimes you have to break through comfort zones. If you buy a car, you're going to have to pay for it. It's going to cost you work. It's going to cost you time. It took people time to put it together, and you got to merit it. You got to pay for it. It's comfortable to drive something that you don't have to pay for. But sometimes it's better to buy a new one. Especially if you've done what you're supposed to do and your children are grown and gone and you want something nice for a change, buy it. But you're going to have to pay for it. You got to break through the comfort zone. It's the same thing. It's like a 3-foot string with a bend in the middle. You're going to have so much on one end and so much on the other end. No matter how you look at it, it's still 3 feet. But the comfort zone, you know, you can't. How can you grow in the comfort zone? God is ever progressive, so when you trust him, he's gonna take you beyond the comfort zone. Don't let a comfort zone hold you back. Now that don't mean go out there and buy everything. You see, that's gonna hinder your purposes. When you get to a point, all your bills are paid, you can do something greater for God. You can spend more time in prayer. You can do more work. You can travel. Your options are greater. Present it to God. If you have growth, present it to God. And serve him with trust. Remember, if you trust God and you act on it, that's obedience. You're introducing everybody you know to God in current times. If you do it another way, you're introducing people to you. If you act out worldly, if you act like the world, you're introducing people to Satan. If you love your comfort zone too much, whatever's in your heart is going to get in your mouth. Whatever's in your mouth is going to get in your actions. So when other people are breaking through their comfort zones, you're going to tell them not to do it. Because you won't break through yours. You're going to tell them what you would do. You're going to start trying to blow their candle out. But hopefully they're wiser than you and they'll have a scone around that burning candle. And they're feeding it. And they're going to turn it into a torch that can't be blown out. Turn your candles into a torch. Everybody's not like you when you're trying to grow. And some people are going to grow no matter what they've determined to grow. And they want to grow, and they're going to grow, and they're not going to yield to the wills of the world. So as you go forward doing the things of God, do what God would have you do. Understand what he wants you to do. Cold religion is dead, but it's a persuasion. It's just a dead persuasion. Demons are involved with cult religion. Doctrines of devils, that's all it is. The devil will say, well, you did good in the past, just preach that. He wants you to stay in the comfort zone. That's why he do that. But if you follow God, you're going to graduate and get to what God had in mind a long time ago for you. But you got to break through to do it. You're breaking through realms of death when you break through. It's not, you're not breaking through God. God doesn't, you don't have to break through on God's behalf. You have to break through the world. Whatever you want, whatever you're taking from, if you have a missing limb, there is a warehouse in heaven with body parts. You can go get your arm. I'm not talking crazy. People that have been to heaven have seen it. I think four people that I know in my life have written books about the warehouses in heaven. I've seen a guy on Sid Roth, Robert Schleiden wrote about it. In fact, everybody to go to heaven talk about that warehouse. Now, if your arm is missing, you can stand on the scripture, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And God can give you a new arm, a new eye, a new whatever. A man was working and got hit in the head and blood ran out. He cracked the skull. And they started, a friend of mine, they was praying for, and they saw the blood go back in his head sealed up, he got up and he was fine. Another lady saw her son do the same thing. He fell on the bicep and cracked his skull, the blood ran out. She prayed for him, and the blood went right back in his head, it sealed up as if it never happened, and he got up and he was fine. Don't tell me what God can't do. Break through the curses, break through the cold religion, break through the deadness, break through and take your miracle from God. If you trust God, that's what you do. You don't question whether it's his will or not anymore. You're settled into the word. But see, when you trust God, if you trust God as a way of life, when an emergency happens, you don't have to have sudden fear. You can trust God and take your miracle. You can trust God and take your God-given privileges and blessings. Jesus paid a price for you to have it. Take it. And see, cold religion, they beg God. But people who trust God talk to God. They go boldly to the throne and talk to him like a man with good sense. The way people present God ain't always the way God is. They're going by old cold religion. And they don't, I'm not judging them. I'm not saying, trying to belittle them, because people do what they think is right. You have to understand, people, they're creatures of habit. That's what they've seen, that's what they do, that's their culture, and it's hard for man to break through his culture. You gotta give him room for that. But you gotta break through for your own sake. You can't stay in the past because other people won't grow. Some people need more light, and you have to give it to them. When you trust God and act on what he's saying currently, you're introducing people to God currently. And when you trust God, you're doing this in their face. You're going to get pushback from people that are challenged. People that love pride, you challenge them the most. They feel provoked. But they have light, and it can help them grow. Now, how they act at first can be different than how they act later on. They may see it. It challenges them. It wakes them up. It's like somebody, you were sleeping good, then they turn the light on. At first, you know, then the eyes adjust and they undilate and they look and they, hey, you brought me something to eat. Okay, thank you. That's how it is, folks. When you turn the light on, people take it all kind of ways. People that are wise, that are known, they're good preachers. Men are territorial, and they get provoked faster than women sometimes. If you say things that's wise, it puts people in all kind of positions. They have to deal with it. But do it anyway. Because whatever you do out of love is going to work. And I believe in turning the lights on. Let's light it up. I'm sorry if you feel provoked. That, you know, that can be gotten over. But right now, we got to get the word in people's hearts. And I want to do it as fast as I possibly can, because people are dying. And they need, God need people that will walk in love without fail. He need people that will show up and do his word, that represent him in current time. It's never been a day like this. We need God in our life, and everybody need to be activated. As I trust God and I go forward, I'm trying to activate you. You can do whatever I'm doing. You can do better than me. I want you to do better than me. If I do my job, you will. You can do anything that God will guide you to do. And if he anoints you to do something, you can do it. Whatever he anoints you to do, you can do it. If he anoints you to fight, you can take out special forces people. Now, this is something that may happen, folks. Things are about to get ugly. There are people that God may anoint to fight, and not just men, women too. And when the soldiers come over here from China and Russia, some of them are well trained. But if you can look at the Lord, you'll be able to resist them and may even be able to get them saved. Don't underestimate God. What he can do through you, things that you don't know. You're just going to have to trust him and break through the comfort zones. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.